What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
But let's go around the NFL some more divisional previews.
We've got a couple of these left. Three of these left.
We got the AFC North today, AFC West, and the NFC East. We'll save the East for tomorrow as the Cowboys and Eagles are playing off in game one of the 2025 NFL season. I'll actually let you start us off here in the AFC North. I think I went first yesterday.
Yeah, you did.
AFC North. Winner.
All right, so there's just no way I'm choosing Aaron Rodgers' decrepit bones.
I figured you were.
To win the division. Look, I am a big believer of Mike Tomlin. He's certainly a better coach than Sean McDermott, to our point that we'll get to tomorrow. But the Steelers and the Browns are two teams I'm eliminating. It is a two-team race, in my opinion. It is the Cincinnati Bengals, and it is the Baltimore Ravens that I am considering for this honor. Look, if we're backing it up in order, the Browns are definitely last place. The Steelers are definitely third, so let me give you my top two. The Ravens have an argument for best roster in football. They do. I don't think they're quite, but the Eagles lost some players. Unless their draft bounces back, the Ravens legitimately have an argument for best roster. They have competent tight end play, although Isaiah Likely is not likely to play, according to, that wasn't on purpose, but
is
it just happened.
Likely to continue?
on Sunday, according to reports, they have good tight end play, good wide receiver play. I think Zay Flowers is kind of an underrated, good wide receiver in the NFL. They've got one of the better defenses. My whole thing for Cincinnati is, do I have any belief that their defense is any better? And the truth is, I don't. So I have the Ravens winning the division. Ravens, Bengals, Browns, or sorry, Steelers, then Browns. I also do not have Cincinnati making the playoffs. I have one playoff team out of the AFC North. That is the Baltimore Ravens. I think Cincinnati's a 9-win team again.
So everything you said about the Ravens, I don't need to repeat myself. I mean, I agree. I think the Ravens are one of the better teams and rosters in the National Football League. I still think they have one of the best coaches in the league as well. And obviously their quarterback is as good as anybody.
Yeah, Lamar had an incredible season.
So the Ravens is my pick to win the AFC North. I can't go Cincinnati because I think their defense is going to be trash again. Also, we have an outstanding bet with Drew that they're not making the playoffs. So
I'm
not going to make that bet and then pick them to win the division. That makes no sense. I don't believe they're winning the division. Part of me honestly thinks that it could be so bad again in Burrow, even though I think he's going to have a great year. But if he's like 10% worse,
can they be like a 7-win team?
Well, they're an 8 or 9-win team, and that's what the Steelers, I think, can be. So I'm not even sure that the Bengals are actually going to finish second in this division. But I'll go Ravens 1, Bengals 2 if I had to. Baltimore's winning the division. You and I are on the same page there. Yes, the Browns are the worst team. Drew, we'll see what direction he's going to go.
Steelers' weapons are what I can't figure out about them. It's even less about Aaron Rodgers.
DK Metcalf's going to be as Devontae Adams.
Is it? Yeah, like, I just can't figure out.
Roman Wilson is the guy to watch.
And do I like their running game better? Like, Najee Harris was a paperweight.
Caleb Johnson, yeah.
I think the Steelers are going to be better than people think. I'm not saying they're winning 11 games, but it would not stun me if they find a way to finish second in the division.
That's, I think, all. There's a lot of unknown in their weapons is part of my hesitation.
Drew B. Nicks, you're up.
All right, fourth place would be the Browns. Third place would be the Steelers. Second place would be the Bengals. First will be the Baltimore Ravens.
We have it all the same? Oh, no, no. You've got the Steelers. You got the Steelers second or the Bengals second? Yeah, for the sake of the bet, maybe the Steelers, you know?
Steelers. Bengals finishing third.
A little bit of variance. So why? Why not your Cincinnati Bengals instead of the Ravens? You agree with us. The Ravens have a great roster.
The Ravens have a great
coach, great quarterback.
Yeah. The Ravens have a great roster. It feels like they're... I don't know. It feels like they're a lot like Buffalo, where they're just on the cusp of finally doing it. I don't know. And that's every year, it seems like. But yeah. I feel like this year would just be... I think this year is a little bit different based on what Lamar did last year and the way that he looked as a passer. I feel like it's trending in the direction of them continuing to build, and Lamar will be just as good as last year, and the Ravens are going to be the division winner. I think it's close, though. I think it's within a game or two, or I think they're tied and the Ravens get the tiebreaker. I think there's something where the Ravens just get the edge in the end.
Like, I'm really looking at it.
Give me Baltimore to win it.
Trying to decide if I was like trying to talk myself into Pittsburgh.
To win the division?
Not to win the division, just be more competitive. Because, like, if you really do look at the stats last year...
I think the Steelers have a winning record.
For Aaron Rodgers...
Second in the division.
I mean, they have a winning record no matter who they roll out at quarterback. I mean, it legitimately does not matter. They'll start anybody, and they somehow
manage to be. I told you, their schedule... Good
defense, elite pass rusher.
Bear with me for a second. These are the first six games or so. Jets week one. They're favorites in that game.
They should win it.
Seahawks, Steelers, coin flip game.
That's at home.
Steelers, Patriots. They'll probably be underdogs depending on their playing, but that's a game they can win. Vikings, it depends on what McCarthy looks like at that point.
But they're
at home. Browns at home.
It'd be favorite.
Then the Bengals, then the Packers, then the Colts.
I'm the first five, man.
They could be 4-1, and everybody's like, oh my gosh, and then they could have a rough patch and suddenly be 4-4 very quickly. But I actually do not think it's... out of the realm of possibility of the Steelers being 4-1 out of the gate, and everybody said, oh, wow. As Aaron Rodgers, you know, if you're a Jets fan, their worst nightmare is week one. Aaron Rodgers looks amazing week one against the Jets. Throws for 320. Yeah, three touchdowns, Drew, against his old team, and Jets fans just throw up in their mouth at that point in time.
I just, like, they better get off to 4-1 because the schedule does sound easy that way, but then they go through that stretch where you mentioned the Bengals first.
Yeah.
Bengals, Packers. Then it's Colts, Chargers. That's not too bad, but, you know, Colts could be, or Chargers could be a salty team. Then it's Bengals again. They face the Bills and the Ravens. And, you know, because, like, that's their division.
They get off
Lions,
their start, then
like,
settle down.
Yeah. Ravens twice at the end. So it's like, I mean,
so
it could
start,
be.
The start's imperative for them.
But then also, like, they historically, because Mike Tomlin does what Andy Reid does, Mike Tomlin outperforms the level of team he has in the division. So if you're looking at their division, you're like, damn, that's a lot of tough teams. For Tomlin, it's not as bad as it looks because even at worst, I feel like he's a 500 team against his division. I think a lot of times, Drew, as you probably know, he goes 4-2 against those teams. He's better against Cincinnati than they should be record-wise or better against Baltimore. He doesn't lose both games to Baltimore. He splits. It feels like you should lose both games because they're the better team, but he doesn't lose both games historically.
I think we're going to learn a lot about how good of a coach Mike Tomlin is currently based on this year. Is for the reasons that you said, on paper, they're better than they've been probably in the last 4 or 5 years, ever since Ben Roethlisberger left. I mean,
Rodgers is better than they've been rolling out at quarterback, right? He's better than Russell Wilson.
Yes. DK is better than George Pickens. And Pat Freiermuth is still there. Offensive line is getting better continuously. They're a better team than they have been, I think, in the last 5 years or so, where I think if they go 9-8 again, I think that's... I think we might start questioning Mike Tomlin.
He'll get fired.
If they go 9-8 again.
I'd be impressed.
I know that I would be impressed, but I think at the same time, if you're looking at the roster that they have compared to the Chargers, and the Chargers are better, then you're looking at Jim Harbaugh maybe being a better coach than Mike Tomlin.
And then he'll be the Cowboys head coach.
I think that Mike Tomlin, he's a good coach, but if they go 8-9 or 9-8 with the roster they have, I think we need to start questioning Mike Tomlin a little bit.
I think he might get fired if he goes 9-8 or 8-9 or whatever, but he will be immediately hired by one of the better
100%.
Miami or wherever, you know, whatever job, Giants, whatever job comes open. They'll go.
If I was the Bills, I would not want that to. If Tomlin went to Miami, I would hate that. If I was a Bills fan, I wouldn't like it.
No.
Vrabel and Tomlin in there. That's all of a sudden you got to not. It's not the AFC West, but there's some good coaches in there.
I got to decide where Vrabel is in my coaching.
AFC North.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.